much does a band have to change over time before it's not the same band anymore? For Sunset to Burns, the answer is a lot. When the band formed in 2011, things seemed stable, from their Polk County roots to their acoustic sound. Even their name was deeply tied to the county. Founding member and guitarist Lucas Roberts explains its origin.
The name Sunset to Burns is two bridges. It's a float trip. It's from Sunset Bridge on the Pomme de Terre River to Burns Bridge on the Pomme de Terre River.
Kenson Ashton plays banjo with the band.
I can actually say, yeah, I was in the band for over a year, not knowing what that meant.
By 2015, things began to change when a couple of members left the band. Those who were left, Lucas, Kenson, and bassist Jeff Johnson, knew they wanted to continue. Their first move was to pick up guitarist Jeff Thompson, who quickly added an electric guitar to their all-acoustic vibe.
I specifically remember, like, asking, do you guys mind if I bring a Telecaster next week?
Eyebrows were raised, but the electric guitar joined the band, followed by drummer Scott Stuffelbaum in 2016. Jeff Johnson remembers when that new sound came together for the first time.
I can distinctly remember looking at Kenson during a practice when Thompson was playing the telly, and I was just like, oh man, this is going to be fun.
As their music evolved, so did their practice space. Again, bass player Jeff Johnson.
The first bass was a garage from an old farmhouse, and that didn't have a very good supply of power. There were long extension cords employed to get power to certain individuals. The floor may have been slightly damp.
There was a musty smell, dirt on the floor, an old tractor, and a few resident wasps and spiders.
It was a little spooky and dangerous, but it felt like home.
By the time Scott joined the band on drums, Sunset to Burns had moved out of the old farmhouse shed to Jeff Johnson's garage in Dallas County.
Like the Jeffersons, I'm moving on up.
The new digs had everything they could hope for. Plenty of power outlets, a clean, dry floor, and a view of the cedar trees. Now, Lucas says he and Jeff Johnson share the primary songwriting duties.
We will either write one or write the foundation for one separately or together, and then we'll bring it to each other and we'll say, hey, what do you think?
Kenson has also started bringing songs to the band, and Scott brings his own piece to the puzzle with drums.
My job is to make it more complicated.
It's not hard to tell that these guys get along really well. Jeff Johnson says they all feel at ease with each other in the songwriting process.
It's such a collaborative writing process because nobody has an ego and nobody, you know. Nobody but me has an ego. Nobody's afraid to try anything new.
Sunset to Burns has grown from its narrow roots to a tree extending its branches across the region.
I mean, we've got, you know, Laclede County, we've got Dade County, we've got Greene County, we've got Dallas County. I mean, we've got Polk County. So just as the music has expanded, so is the lineup. And I think that the music is starting to take on the look of the whole scope of Southwest Missouri.
It can be tough for bands to survive this kind of growth, but it's clear that this one is in it for the long term. Thanks for tuning in to Soundcheck. I'm Jess Belisle.